Unquestionably, one of the most memorable recordings of all time, The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. I'm Ronnie Allen, and I'm pleased to have on the phone the lead singer on that recording and all the other great Tokens hits. His name is Jay Siegel. And Jay, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You and your group are a very important part of rock and roll music.
I'm very proud and happy to have made part of musical history.
That you sure did. The Tokens actually were formed in 1955 at a high school. It was in Brooklyn, Abraham Lincoln High School, and it featured Neil Sedaka, Hank Medris, Eddie Rapkin, and Cynthia Zolotin. And the group was not known as the Tokens back then. They were known as the Linktones.
We were the Linktones because we went to Lincoln High School, so we took the link from Lincoln and we made ourselves the Linktones. And yes, a lot of people don't know that Neil Sedaka was in fact the guy who started the group back in Brooklyn and Lincoln High School. And this fellow who you mentioned, Eddie Rapkin, stayed in the group just for a short while, and he left, and I took his place.
And you, of course, are Jay Siegel.
I still am.
And you still are. And you probably do The Lion Sleeps Tonight in your sleep.
By now, yes, I think I can.
I mean, you've probably performed that hundreds and hundreds of times over the years.
Maybe thousands.
Maybe
thousands.
No,
I don't know. Yeah, we've sung that all over the world. We've worked all over the world in places that people do not speak the language, but they all can sing along The Lion Sleeps Tonight. We're doing concert dates constantly to this day. Still having a lot of fun.
Want to mention that before you became the Tokens and sometime after the Linktones existed, there was a group called Darryl and the Oxfords.
Yeah, that's right. Right after high school, we were still kids. A new group was formed with myself and Hank Medris, who was one of the original guys, and we started a group called Darryl and the Oxfords. They named me Darryl. I don't know why. It sounded better than Jay, I guess. I don't know.
So, I don't know.
We had a record called Picture in My Wallet that did pretty good regionally, and I was Darryl of Darryl and the Oxfords, and there are audio files and collectors out there that actually know this. We still get requests to do that song, but I said, I guess I'm the only one who knows it.
By 1960, though, the group was renamed The Tokens, but not after Subway Tokens in New York.
No, no, no. Why would anybody want to be named after a Subway Token? Actually, the name was meant to mean tokens of affection, tokens of love, those kind of tokens.
Okay.
Not the kind that you put in the subway to get on the train.
But there are people that think that, I bet.
Well, I'm sure there are, sure.
Well, before we found out about The Lion Sleeping, you had another record out that was quite big. You had Tonight I Fell in Love.
We had Tonight I Fell in Love. That was our first big national hit. That was number one in a lot of areas. In fact, where we live in New York and all over Northeast, it was the number one record. I think it got up to number 15 on the national chart. It sold close to 800,000 records back then. And that's the first song that we wrote and we produced, we recorded. And yeah, that's the record that started it off for us, Tonight I Fell in Love.
Dum, dooby, dum, whoa. Dooby, dooby, dum, dooby, dum, whoa. Tonight I fell in love.
great sound. Still sounds great today, so many years later, but I should not say so many years later because that makes us all feel older, I guess, Jay.
The music keeps us young, you know.
And it was on the Warwick label, I believe, right?
Warwick Records, yes. Yeah.
And now let's talk about the one that everybody always talks about when they think of the Tokens, and that's The Lion Sleeps Tonight. The first recording of The Lion Sleeps Tonight that I remember was actually, it wasn't called The Lion Sleeps Tonight. I remember a song called Whim Away, and I believe it was by Pete Seeger and the Weavers. I'm not even sure if they were the first to do it. I'm not sure.
No, that's absolutely true. I was still in high school, and I was in a friend of mine's house, and I was listening to the radio, and I heard the cut from an album called The Weavers at Carnegie Hall, which was headed up by Pete Seeger, and they were playing this song called Weem Away, and I thought, wow, what a great piece of music that is, and I could do that, you know, singing falsetto, as he did back then. And we used to do it just for our own enjoyment. I taught it to the guys in the group, and we used to sing it on the beach in the summertime, on the street corners, and we always used to draw a crowd with that, but it had no lyric, it was just Weem Away. And as the years passed, we finally signed with RCA Victor, and the music changed. I changed the melody of it. I rewrote part of the melody, and the producers at RCA added the lyric that made it The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and the rest was history.
The producers at RCA were Hugo and Luigi?
That was Hugo and Luigi. They were the big producers at RCA Victor. You know, they produced such artists as Sam Cooke, actually. They were one of the most contemporary producers at RCA Victor, which is one of the major recording companies in the world. And
well,
they had Elvis Presley. We were in his company.
So basically, you took the song, you got a new set of lyrics to it, kind of a new melody, you rearranged it, you went into the studio, and after you recorded it, did you say to yourself, that's a number one hit?
Absolutely, that was so strange, actually. That record was so strange. Three of the guys, and they'll admit it today, really didn't want that record to be released. They said, oh no, there's nothing like this out there. What a long shot this would be. And I said, no, I think it has a shot, just because of the reason that there's nothing like that out there. RCA released it, and it took 4 weeks for it to get to number one, and it stayed on the national charts for 3 months, sold 3 million records when it was initially released, and it was number one in 36 countries all over the world. So we were one of the first American groups to tour all over the world, you know, with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, because it was such a worldwide hit.
It was incredible. Now, before I play it, just one question about it. Did you consider it, when you were doing it, a rock and roll recording, or did you consider it a
No, not really. We put a tag on the Tokens, calling us a folk rock act. They gave us that name. We were a folk rock group. Not as folky as Peter, Paul, and Mary or the Brothers Four. We had a little more touch of, you know, rock and roll, so we were known as a folk rock act.
Let's listen to it right now. An incredibly successful recording by the Tokens. This is The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Oh,
I have heard that recording so many times, I've never tired of it. And it's one recording that even oldie stations that have very tight formats always include it.
Well, you know, this has been played on, on R and Rhythm and Blues. It was on the R Rhythm and Blues charts, actually.
I didn't know that. It actually made the R&B chart?
Yeah, it was on the R&B charts. It's even been played on talk radio shows. Just for whatever, reason, the moderators on these shows would play this record. It's been played everywhere in every format. Howard Stern, Don Imus used to play the record. They liked the record. And in fact, there's a woman that was hired by Hugo and Luigi to sing on the record that did a very, very high soprano part, and she was a member of the New York Metropolitan Opera. She was an opera singer, and her name was Anita Darien.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that as well. They thought maybe it was an instrument, or maybe it was me, but I know I couldn't sing that high. Sing high, but not that high.
Yeah, well, can we call her a tokenette?
A tokenette, absolutely. She has an honorary member.
I'm glad.
Absolutely. I give her a lot of credit.
Before we get off the topic of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, we want to mention that The Lion came alive again. The Lion woke up in the 70s when you produced a version of that song by Robert John.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Just about 10 years after The Lion Sleeps came out, and we figured, okay, it's 10 years, let's try it again. And we met with Robert John, who could sing that falsetto part. I remember sitting on a couch with him in our office in New York, teaching him all the notes of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and we were the background singers on that record as well. That became a number one record, and I have a gold record of Robert John's record hanging on the wall in my house.
Yeah, he had a couple of identities. He was also Bobby Pedrick Jr.
Yes, he was. That's his real name, actually.
White Bucks and Saddle Shoes. Anybody remember that? That's a collector's item these days.
And, of course, then he had Sad Eyes, which produced, but that was a big record by Robert John.
That was a huge record. It's difficult to follow up The Lion Sleeps Tonight, which was such a mega hit, but you followed it up with a really nice song. I've always liked the song called Buanina, and I guess, what does Buanina mean?
Buanina means pretty girl in South African. And we were on a roll with Wimawe, which was based on a South African song. So we did a lot of researching music from Africa and South Africa, and we heard this melody. I forgot where we may have heard it, and we took this song, we made this one into a commercial record, Pretty Girl. It was that's what the meaning is, and it was a chart record, but not anywhere near the immense successes The Lion Sleeps Tonight. But it kept us going on, kept us with RCA Victor Records, and so we weren't too disappointed on it.
Money.
That is Wanina, which I believe is spelled B'W-A-N-I-N-A. I think.
You got it.
You know, I've always been a sucker for recordings in which the human voice is used kind of to simulate instruments, and I think that that might kind of describe what you do in a recording called I Hear Trumpets Blow.
That is a favorite of many, many people. When we go on our road, we always get requests for that song. It was a top 40 record nationally, but, you know, in the New England area in the United States, that was the number one record up there in
wow.
the whole northeastern United States. So, yeah, we had the the trumpet part.
That's what I mean.
Sound like a trumpet. And another very simple, nice, fairy tale kind of lyric, and that's one of my favorite records.
From a little family and the richest passers-by. No red carpet on the floor, nothing fancy I can show. But when we all stand together, I hear trumpets blow. Ba 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 ba. Oh, there is a fairy maiden on earth, and she loves me. She is kind and understanding, filled with personality. And the people closest to me all respect and love her so. When I see how much they take to her, I hear trumpets blow. So I pray that it'll last at least 100 years or so. And I know it's not impossible when I hear trumpets blow.
That was I Hear Trumpets Blow by the Tokens on the BT Puppy label. I'm pleased to be talking, of course, to Jay Siegel, the lead singer of the Tokens on all of these hit records, right?
I was the lead singer on all the hit records we had. I Hear Trumpets Blow, She Lets Her Hair Down, which was taken from actually a Claro hair commercial.
Yeah. You did a lot of commercials?
Yeah, we were very much involved in writing, producing, and performing radio and TV commercials in the 60s and 70s. We did Pan Am Makes the Going Great. We did Van Deodorant. We did A Silly Millimeter Longer, taken from the song La Bamba. That was a cigarette commercial, actually. We did car commercials. We did Great Shakes, gum commercials. I don't know. We were doing like one a week. We were probably the first performing group to do commercials in the New York area. They were national, but most of that stuff was coming out of New York because that's where the major ad agencies were. We made a 60-second spot for Clairol, and it was called She Lets Her Hair Down. The commercial was so successful that we finished the song. We made it into a 3-minute record, and that was a hit record for us as well.
Every day, and she lets her hair down when the sun comes up. Yes, she lets her hair down. She wakes up the sleeping flowers early in the morning.
with the newborn light. Yes, the morning will rise.
She lets her hair down when the sun comes up. She lets her hair
her hair down by the Tokens. I'm Ronnie Allen, pleased to be talking with Jay Siegel, the lead singer of the group. Do you have a website?
Oh, yes, Jay Siegel and the Tokens.com. J-A-Y Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, and the Tokens.com.
I want to mention the records that you produced.
We did a lot of work with Lori. We produced the Chiffon He's So Fine, the first number one record that we made. That was on Lori. We produced a lot of records on Lori. Randy and the Rainbows.
Denise.
That was produced for Lori Records as well. The subsidiary of Lori, actually, was called Rust Records.
Rust Records. One Fine Day by the Chiffon.
One Fine Day. One of my favorites.
Now, what about the one, My Block? Was My Block on Rust by the Five?
My Block, that was the three or four pennies. I don't remember how many.
I forget how many pennies
it was. Actually,
the Chiffon?
Those were the Chiffon.
Yeah.
Those were the Chiffon. Right. We just changed their name because we had the control as producers, so we changed the name of the Chiffon to the Three Pennies. A lot of people thought we were the Happenings because we made their records sounding so much like our records. We were not the Happenings. May have helped them vocally on the records a little bit, but Bob Miranda, who's the lead singer of the Happenings, is a great singer, and we did produce their records, but we were not them. We were in the studio every day making records for ourselves and for so many other people.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, Candida.
Tie Yellow Ribbon.
Tie Yellow Ribbon.
Those records, and the very first album that Tony recorded, yes.
You were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2004.
That was a great thing. We are now going to be inducted into the Doo-Wop Hall of Fame, I hear. That's an organization up in Massachusetts. And we were just inducted into the Long Island Music Hall of Fame as well.
I think you will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You deserve to be.
I thank you, Ron. We're trying, you know, because there is really no other group that came out of that time period that were record producers. We were company owners. We were publishers.
We did everything.
Commercials. We did everything.
Would you like to say something about Hank Medris, who passed away in June of this year?
Sure. Hank Medris was in high school with me when we started the group The Tokens, and he was one of the driving forces behind our success. Like I say, we grew up together, I know. And Hank passed away this past summer. Nobody will ever forget Hank. He was quite a guy, Hank. He sure was.
If you see the pictures of the Tokens, he's the guy with the glasses, right?
Yes, he is. Hank is the guy with the glasses.
We're going to close the show right now with a recording by a group called Cross Country. Was that actually just a name change from the Tokens?
When we got into the 70s, actually, we thought that maybe, you know, the Tokens were getting too old as far as stale. And one of my favorite groups was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So we decided to change our name to Cross Country and make an album like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And we did a very weird, beautiful ballad of In the Midnight Hour, which was a real R&B song by Wilson Pickett. And it was a big hit record.
And that, and now you're back as the Tokens again.
Oh, yeah, back as the Tokens again in full force.
The Cross Country's like oldie but goodie. That's basically
yeah.
it.
Now we are the Tokens that are traveling cross country all the time.
Jay, thank you so very much for doing this interview show with me, and this is dedicated to all your millions of fans throughout the world.
Well, I thank you for having us. We appreciate, Ronnie, people like you that are playing our music because, you know, it's part of musical history, and you depend on us for our music, and we depend on you to have the people hear our music. So we thank you as well.
We're going to close with Cross Country, the Tokens by another name, actually. In the Midnight Hour.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. When there's no one else around, I'm gonna take you, girl, and hold you, and do all the things I told you. In the midnight hour,
the end of the show, and now a couple of bonus tracks. Before the Tokens existed, Jay sang with a group called Daryl and the Oxfords. He was Daryl, and here is their recording, which he mentioned during the show, called Picture in My Wallet.
Picture in I have. That's why my poor heart cries.
Finally, here's a Tokens record that made the top 40 that we didn't play during the show. Gonna play it right now as a bonus track. This is the Tokens version of Portrait of My Love.